Sometimes I think of this feast, the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, as being a bit like the rolling of the credits at the end of a movie. We've been through, since the beginning of Advent, we've been through the drama that culminated last week in the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And now we're asking ourselves on this Sunday, what just happened then? What was that about? When Jesus said to the apostles, go and baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, was he giving three names or one name? So let's go back to the beginning and see how this all got started. We began our liturgical year back in November, the first Sunday of Advent. All through Advent, we cry out to God to save us. We cry out to the God described there so beautifully by Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. We cry out to the God who has chosen us, the God who has spoken to us, the God who freed his people from Egypt, the God who brought them through the desert, the God who guided them. We cried out to the God that we know is beyond us, utterly transcendent, and yet God who is also for us. God is not just distant, as Moses reminds the people. God is intimately involved in their history. God cares, God chooses, God guides, God speaks, God liberates. The mighty God who is beyond us, yet utterly for us. We also recognized in Jesus Christ the answer we received to our cries for salvation was the birth of this small child who himself needed to be rescued from Herod and his armies. This small child who grew up and only after 30 years suddenly came onto the stage. And when people encountered him, it was clear, we see from the Gospels, they kept saying to themselves, somehow in this man we are encountering God. We're encountering God with us. They do it by telling the stories of what he did, and particularly in Mark's Gospel, then asking the question, who is this? So Jesus goes about forgiving sins. And people say, well, who can forgive sins but God? Mark's going, yes, duh. Jesus calms the storm. And they say, who has power over the wind and the seas? Who is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? And Mark is winking at us and saying, uh-huh, you're starting to get the point. Who is this, they kept asking themselves, who does the things of God, the acts of God, who forgives sins, who shows he has authority over the law, who shows he has authority over spirits, who shows he has authority over the Sabbath? Who is this? Who could this be who can speak to the wind and the waves and calm them? Who is this that can speak to the dead and raise them? Somehow, they said, this is God. We only believe there is one God, but this, in Jesus, somehow, God is with us, Emmanuel. The God who is utterly beyond us and yet for us, on our side, is also with us in flesh and blood like our own in Jesus. And then after Jesus' ascension, after we have seen all that he went through to express who God is, after his ascension, there is this third experience of Pentecost, the discovery by these people from Galilee, these people from the back blocks, these fishermen and other ragtag bunch of Jesus' followers. They have the experience of God within. They have the experience of a power within them and within their community, which gives them courage, which gives them strength, which gives them insight, which gives them the ability to speak, to preach the word, to speak of the mighty acts of God in a way that everyone can understand. They have discovered, they have experienced God at work within their hearts, within the community of believers. Now, when we say we can put words on this Father, who is God for us, transcendent, the ground of our being, being itself, God with us, the Son, Jesus, who spoke of his Abba, his Daddy. We can speak of the Spirit, that power of God within our hearts as believers, within our community. But are we speaking of three different gods? Are we speaking of the real God who stays distant? He's on our side, sure. He likes us, sure. He's chosen us, yes. He's given us laws, yes. But did he just send somebody else in Jesus? Is there a somebody else in Jesus? Is there a somebody else that is the Spirit, or a something else? It took us a good few centuries to answer for ourselves, more or less satisfactory, that question, what just happened there? How many names, how many gods are we talking about? Our profession of the unity of God in Trinity is to say, this God who is beyond us, transcendent for us, but somehow distant, is also, there's another aspect of that same God, because there is only one, is intimately involved with our flesh and blood life, with our historical living in this world. And that same God, another aspect of that same God, is at work within us even now. Even now as we come to celebrate, even now as we come to hear the word, even now when we will be sent out to be of service as he was, to speak of the mighty acts, the mighty love of God as he did, and as the first disciples did. What the doctrine of the Trinity is doing is to say to us, don't be mistaken. Don't think that you've got one God up here, distant, just on our side, nice guy, but really a bit much. Who then sends, because he's a bit much, he sends somebody else to express what he wants to say on earth, and then sends this kind of spiritual commodity, this power that he has created. No. We came to the conclusion, after much battling with each other, that these three aspects are aspects of the one God. There is only one God. The God who is for us and transcendent is exactly the God who is with us in Jesus, is exactly the God who is at work even now, in the hearts of each one and in this community and in the community of the believers all through the world. The doctrine of the Trinity is not a difficult problem set that God up there who's kind of distant, but even if he's on our side, that he sends us this brain teaser, like a small Sudoku problem with just three numbers. No, it's not like that. God is not testing our credulity by saying, see if you can believe in this one. Our doctrine, our profession of faith in the Trinity is to say what we have experienced of the God transcendent beyond us, but for us, and God with us in Jesus, and God within us and among us as Spirit, that this is just one God. And it's not just God saying, well, I used to be transcendent, now for a while I'll be among you, and then I'll move into a new phase of my life and be within you and among you. No, these three aspects of God, we say, we call them persons, but person is a kind of misleading word, because when it was first used, it meant something different from what we mean nowadays. And there are two persons here, and there are five persons in that front row. But we don't mean that by person, we mean an aspect of God, God's way of being. There are three aspects of God which are all true of God, and they come from our experience of God beyond us. God with us in Jesus Christ, God within and among us as Spirit. Why is that good news for you and me? Why is it gospel? Because what we are professing, what we are exploring in the mystery of the Trinity, is the fact that we are intimately involved in the very life of God. When we sense the Holy Spirit among us, when we sense the power of the Spirit creating community, driving us to serve and to witness, we are not experiencing something else, somebody else. This is God, the one God at work here in you and in me, in us. When we encounter Jesus, it's not some substitute or some middle management divinity who is sent to us. No, it's the one God who has taken on flesh and blood like our own, who knows what it is to suffer, who knows what it is to be unjustly attacked for what he says, who speaks the truth, whatever the cost. It's the one God who does that. So the good news for us is that God beyond us, God with us, God within us is the one God, and we are all brought into this very life of God. God is not a committee. God is not a theater company where you've got three actors. God is not a family of three different people. There is no other person in this. There is no other. What God does, God does. It's good news for us because God does not just remain beyond us. God knows us in Jesus, knows what it is to be human, and has taken that humanity into the very life of God. And God as Spirit is active here now, the Spirit of that one God, the same God. And so we rejoice. We rejoice that God is not just beyond, not just with us, but within us, all three, all at once. not one after the other. You and I have been brought into the very life of God. That is the mystery we celebrate. That is the mystery we celebrate here. That is the mystery that makes us who we are, a mystery of love. Let us profess our faith together. We'll do this by question and answer, singing. Your answer is, yes, we believe, help our unbelief. And it goes like this. Yes, we believe, help our unbelief. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
Yes, we believe. Help our unbelief.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried?
Yes, help our unbelief.
Do you believe that he rose to the dead, that he descended to the dead, that on the third day he rose again, that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, whence he will come to judge the living and the dead?
Yes, help our unbelief.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We rejoice to profess it in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Having expressed our faith in God, our trust in the God who is the ground of our being, the God who is with us in our humanity, the God who is within and among us as Spirit, we speak forth our needs, the needs of the Church, the needs of all the world.
Let us pray for our parish community. May the love of the Trinity be the model for our life together. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for an end to war and violence. May dialogue and justice bring forth lasting peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the oppressed and those who live in fear.